Make lots of money when the snow's on.
Hey, you better believe it, you know. They keep you hopping, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like, see, I drive for Yellow Cab, you know. And they got the best business, you know. It's the best cab company around, you know. I'll go support, of course, maybe my own one man's opinion, you know. But I've drove for several other cab companies here in town, and that's the best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make more money, especially on days like this, you know, like on slow days, you know. Today it's been, like, you know, really slow, you know. Now the snow is, you know, it snowed, you know, a little bit tonight. Now the business has really picked up a lot, you know.
You like the sub-zero weather when the cars won't start in the snow and people are afraid to drive.
Yeah, right, because, you know, that's when everybody rides a cab, you know.
That's terrible.
The people and the crazy people, you know.
Terrible, wishing that on us.
Huh?
Wishing that on us. It's terrible.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and check off here, and I'll catch y'all later, okay?
You shouldn't use that word. It might make someone think of checker cab. Don't use check off.
Okay, I'll yell at you later on.
All right, have a good night. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
As bad as hell, and I won't take it anymore.
Oh, that's good. Have you yelled that out your window recently?
No, I'm going to just yell at you.
Uh-huh.
I figure I'd cover more territory that way.
I see. Why in particular are you mad as hell?
First of all, you didn't tell me to call the show and confirm your formula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is the formula?
What is the correct formula?
Yes.
CCL4.
CCL4.
Which is exactly what you said.
Yes, and I didn't even look it up. It's from my chemistry course that I had in high school.
It's not that difficult of a formula.
Oh, I know that, but I...
Because you remember terra means four.
Yes, I wasn't into chemistry, though.
You don't have to be into chemistry. That's high school stuff.
I know, but see, the chemistry teacher, he liked me, and he passed me because he liked me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you see, that proves something right there. You know what that proves?
What?
That proves no one ever fails a class.
Yes.
Because they always learn something. Even if they don't pass the test, they've learned something.
I learned about carbon tetrachloride.
You learned something anyway.
CCL4. I also learned that sewer gas can cause insoluble iron compounds in your bloodstream. And if you breathe enough of this stuff, this H2S, this hydrogen sulfide gas that comes out of the sewers, if you breathe enough of this stuff, you'll have to have a blood transfusion or you'll die.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And we even manufactured some of this H2S hydrogen sulfide sewer gas in the laboratory. And we were very, very frightened.
That sounds like when we manufactured chlorine gas in the laboratory. And it escaped.
Uh-huh.
That was cute.
Did anyone get sick?
Yes. We almost lost one.
Yes. Now, what is it? I'm trying to think of the term. This is, wow. Where they make these things that really stink.
Oh, yes. I remember it. I try to remember exactly what it was, though, that we did to make it stink so bad. It escaped, though.
It's a certain kind of thing. I'm not thinking of rotten egg smell or anything like that. It's a certain... It's got a name, and I can't think of the name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, well... This wasn't in my chemistry class, but another chemistry class.
We definitely had the rotten eggs, but I remember we had to evacuate the whole section of school because someone decided to be cute and release it into the hall.
They made some of this stuff in chemistry class, and it got into the ventilating system, and it was all over the school.
I tell you. Oh, what are the three signs of carbon tetrachloride poisoning?
I don't know. This is something we need to know.
The first sign is loss of memory.
Uh-huh. I forgot something today.
The other two seem to slip my mind.
Uh-huh. I did forget something today.
What did you forget?
Well, I don't remember.
I know. It's starting to wear.
Yes.
Look what's happening already.
It's happening. If you found yourself a little confused, your memory a little impaired,
yes.
You realize that we've had this carbon tetrachloride in our water.
Another carcinogen gets into our water.
That's right. If you turn up with cancer a few years from now, and undoubtedly, 90% of all cancers is induced by the environment and what we have done to the environment. The other 10% is that which would naturally occur.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
It is pretty bad. Now, these fluorocarbons from these aerosol deodorants are getting into the atmosphere and breaking down the ozone layer so that more of these ultraviolet rays can get through and cause skin cancer.
To be serious for a moment, though, what do you think is going to happen now? Okay, we've got alternative substances on the market now that will be either an aerosol can using non-fluorocarbons, compressed gas.
It's probably something worse they put in there.
No, it's just pretty much compressed air. Mm-hmm. And then the course, you know, the pump, the non-aerosol pump.
Yes, and then you can always get off the can completely and get on the stick.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I've done.
So what do you actually think people are going to do it now, even though that they are available, even though they know the fluorocarbons are, unless they take the fluorocarbon aerosols off the market, do you think people will stop using them because they know this?
I think they will because of the ad campaigns. Ad campaigns work.
Yep.
All these deodorant companies are advertising their sticks and, mm-hmm. and their pumps.
Hmm. But do you think they would have gotten off of it for the sheer fact that the fluorocarbons were going in the atmosphere?
No, I don't think people really care.
I don't think they care enough to really know. You know, in other words, they don't really think. Well, it's another one of them contrived things.
Yes.
You know, like the Arab oil embargo, that was contrived. You know, don't you know that?
Probably it was. And the natural gas shortage.
That's right. I'll hit you next time I see you.
Why?
For telling the folks of Louisville that. You're leading them to believe things that aren't true.
Why? Why is that not true? Now, I know that we'll run out of this stuff and we need to find other sources.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, the Arab oil embargo, for a fact, was not contrived.
Why?
It's true. Why? Did you ask me why?
Why, yes, why?
Why? Because the Arabs decided that we weren't paying enough for their oil,
what?
And since we didn't want to, they were going to keep it from us.
I don't know if I agree entirely, although they did, you're
they
right.
They did stop shipping, and I agree that maybe...
Except
maybe,
the Iranians, we still had oil from Iran.
Right, maybe it was made worse by production being lessened. And I do think possibly that the gas shortage was made worse by careful management.
I wonder if our oil companies, our good American oil companies, didn't push the price of gasoline up higher than it should be.
When?
After the oil embargo.
Probably because it was federally controlled.
Yeah, it was, well, the price was, you know, around 30, 35 cents a gallon, and now it's 60, 65, and they tell us it's going to go up more.
Well, up in upper part of the United States, northern part of the United States, around New York, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. area, 73 cents a gallon.
Yeah, they're telling us in the other parts of the world it's $2 a gallon and all this kind of stuff. They're getting us ready to pay a bundle for gasoline that's going to drive other prices crazy.
It is $2.10 a gallon in Germany, for instance.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend that just...
That doesn't mean it's right just because that's how much it costs.
No, I don't say it's right. I'm just saying other people are paying a lot more for energy than people in the United States. We're fairly fortunate, as the country goes, I'd say.
The oil companies are wreaking...
They're making money out of the deal somehow.
They are, but they won't admit it. They take out big ads in the newspaper saying how that their profits are down from what they were before. But when your profit goes up 500% in 1 year, then the next year, if your profit only goes up 100% more than that, you know, your profits, of course, didn't go up as much as they did the year before.
Well, you also got to take in consideration, for instance, you got the profits of the previous year. Where, okay, let's say you have $1,968 versus $1,976.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say your profits went up 100% in 1976, but according to $1,968, your profits only went up 38%. In other words, with inflation, a dollar doesn't mean as much.
Yes. Well, we find that when we go to the grocery store.
Very quickly, don't we?
Yes.
You can get $100 worth of groceries and not get anything.
Yes. The only people that this is really hurting, not hurting any of the companies, it's hurting the common man. Quotes around the term common man.
That's why I was getting ready to ask you, what does the common man make these days?
Yes, well, that's a good question. He doesn't make much of anything, really.
I got a suggestion for your kid's name.
What is that?
Trelease.
Trelease.
Trolleys.
Trolleys.
Trolleys. Spelled with a T.
I see why.
You don't have to emphasize it so much, but I just emphasize it so you get it right.
I see. Why should I name her that?
It's an unusual name.
It is.
That way all the guys, when they get older, will say, that's a cool name.
I see.
And you'll get her married off soon. And
she's going right into the convent.
Right into the convent.
That's right.
Now, see, if you get her married to somebody rich, then old dad's set up for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
See? Uh-huh.
I've got two chances here. I'm not going to blow it.
No. Get an unusual name. Rich guys go for girls with unusual names.
Yes, I'm not going to blow this.
Nope.
You're right. I have two opportunities. Two daughters and two opportunities. You're absolutely right.
Two chances. Yeah.
That's right. I thank you for calling in this morning.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Yeah, I talked to Bob on the talk show.
This is Mike on the talk show.
Mike on the talk show?
Yes, that's Big Ten 4.
Okay.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air now?
Absolutely. Millions of people around the world across Kentucky and are hearing this very conversation.
Okay, I'd like to talk about parents.
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
I like to say they ought to leave their kids alone after so many years once they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're up listening to this, because we've been harassed by them for months and months, and I don't know how many people or kids in the world are being harassed by their parents, but maybe they ought to call in.
You've been harassed by your parents since you've been married?
Yeah, it's been six years.
Now, what do they do exactly?
Oh, they call and give us phone calls, harass us, and...
Why? What do they say?
Nothing, you know, really. They just say weird things, you know, breathe on the phone real hard.
Your parents do that?
Yeah. Well, they're divorced now, see. And,
Both of them do that?
Both of them, no, just one. Just my mother.
Huh?
Well, as far as I know, she was.
Why does she do that?
Jealous, more or less. Because I got a little brother, so he's mama's boy. And she's, you know, it's hard to say, you know.
Yeah. I think she needs help.
Yeah, that's what I say. But, you know, like here last week, they called up here and was, you know, wanting to know if I was one of them to have another stroke, see. Which was a bunch of malarkey.
Well, if it really bothers you, you ought to just hang up. Maybe you should get the idea.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought maybe on the radio, other kids are getting bothered by their parents. Maybe call and see what, you know.
Well, the next time she calls, you tell her that you care about her, but if she doesn't want to talk the way that she should talk, that you don't want to talk to her, and then hang up.
Well, that's the best thing about it. Kids don't even want to talk to them.
I don't know. I've never had that problem, but I sympathize with you, and I hope you have a good night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. This is the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Rhonda.
Rhonda?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm madder than hell, and I can't take it anymore.
Ah, Rhonda. We'll be mad together.
Well, I am.
Ah, what are you mad about?
Well, I'm sick of waiting on tables and not even really getting paid for it.
I see. What kind of money do you make waiting on tables?
I make $1.15 plus tips.
Wow. And how many tips do you get?
Well, I get quite a few tips, but a lot of people leave dimes and quarters. And here I'm waiting on them and working my butt off.
How many tables do you think you could wait on in a day?
How many do I think I can wait? Well, about 50. Surely.
50 tables. Now, if everyone left you 25 cents, that'd be $12.50 in tips.
Yes.
Now, how much do you usually average a day in tips?
I average about 10.
So not everyone leaves you a quarter. I see. No. Now, what is the average price of a meal?
The average price of a good meal, $5.
$5. Now, they're supposed to, the accepted thing is 10%.
Right.
So that'd be a 50-cent tip.
Right.
And they don't do that.
No. I figure they think that you make more than what you really make.
Well, I try to leave tips because I know waitresses don't make that much money. But I've always felt that the restaurant should pay the help, you know, what the amount of money they deserve.
Yeah, I guess that's right, you know, but that ain't helping me out any.
I know, and I do try to leave tips, and I think people should try to leave tips.
Really, I mean work all night trying to get together a nickel bag and can't.
How long have you been at this?
What, trying to get together a nickel?
Well, trying to make money as a waitress.
Over a year now.
Over a year. Have you ever thought of doing something else?
Sure I have, but you know, I ain't got any experience.
Well, you don't necessarily need any.
I was a dropout in school, you know.
Well, that doesn't necessarily have to hurt you. You could try factories. Some factories pay excellent money.
Mm-hmm. I've got my applications in most factories, but, you know, like, they don't want to hire somebody that...
Well, keep at them. Every couple of months, you go back.
Yeah.
And the economy's a little slow right now. It might pick up any time. You never can tell.
Really, I'll be glad when it does, man. I won't be waiting on these tables.
You've been at that job for a year.
Mm-hmm. And here I'm running and getting this and getting that for them, you know. And being real nice, man, but I think they're illiterate.
You never can tell.
Really?
What else are you mad about?
Nothing, I don't guess. That's about it.
That's pretty good.
From working all night, you know, who wouldn't be mad?
Now, how much carbon tetrachloride do you think you ingested from the water?
I don't know. I don't really drink that much water.
Mm-hmm. Now, you work all night.
I work all night.
Are you working now or are you at home?
I'm home.
This is your night off?
No, I just got off.
Oh, I see. You working too?
That's why I'm madder than hell.
That would make you mad. Did you take a cab home?
Huh?
Did you take a cab home?
No, I didn't. I got home with a carpool.
I see. Well, I was wondering. We had a cab driver earlier, and I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to work out. It'll take time.
Okay.
It will take time. Thank you for calling in this morning.
All right.
583-8803-589-WACKY. Hello?
Yeah, fine. Are you Bill or Mike?
Mike.
You are Mike.
Right.
Well, I lost a dollar bet there. No, I thought you was Bill. You know, I thought that I told Bill I was going to call back tonight, you know, play Kalijah.
Yes.
And anyway, he told me to ask you, you know, what you saying.
Kalijah?
No, I'm not gonna play nothing tonight because I ain't got no guitar tonight.
I see.
Yeah. But I thought you was Bill.
No, I am Mike. Who did you bet?
I bet Mike.
Uh-huh.
My nephew, Mike.
Yes, and so you lost a dollar.
Yeah, I lost a dollar.
Well, you know what they say.
What?
A fool is money or soon parted. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but see, I'm not no fool, and I'm hard to beat in a bet. But, really, you know, you sound alike.
Really?
I think so.
I see. Well, I will get a tape, and I will tape my voice, and I will tape his voice, and we will play them back one morning on the talk show, and we will compare them, and we will see.
We'll see.
Yes. Are you mad about anything?
No, heck no. No, the only thing I'm mad about, you know, I told, it was Monday night, you know, Bill said be sure to call him, you know, he's going to do Kalijah.
Mm-hmm. Kalijah.
Yeah.
That's about a cigar store Indian, right?
Yeah, the wooden head and everything.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, you know, if I call again, he said, you know, before he comes back, he said, well, talk to Mike, you know, and maybe Mike is saying, you know.
Yeah, is that a Hank Williams song?
Yeah, originally, you know, but he said he likes the way Charlie Pride did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a country music fan?
Well, definitely.
Well, there'll be another country.
I like the rock and roll, you know, in the old 50s and 60s.
Yeah. There'll be another country music station on the air this morning.
What time?
6 a.m. I'm on the air.
On Wacky?
On FM.
Oh, FM.
Yes.
Hmm.
I shouldn't be making this promotional announcement, but I think it's terrible. We've lost our all-news station that I loved. And it's going to play country music from now on. And I'm disgusted. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. But well, I tell you, you and Bill, you sound alike. And I sure did lose a dollar because I bet that that was Bill.
Well, all right, neighbor.
All right, mighty fine. We'll let you go ahead and get on and move on to somebody else. Then.
258 from 79, WAKY Louisville. Hello. Hello.
Jerry Jeff Walker.
All right. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Is this talk show?
Evidently. I think it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I was wanting to talk about girlfriends.
All right. What kind of girlfriend?
Well, are you married? Is this Mike?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I think I am.
Oh, well, back when you were dating and stuff.
Did
you spend quite a money on your girlfriends?
Yes, I did. I was a sucker.
Yeah.
Don't spend the money.
I think I'm the world's biggest.
How much do you spend?
Oh, God. I'm only 18 years old, and I must have spent thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Do you have a job?
Well, I used to.
Yeah?
Then I gave it up. Don't go on many dates no more.
That's what you ought to go on the dates and have just a little fun.
Well,
you don't always have to spend money.
Well, I try to have fun, but you gotta have money to have fun, though.
Why?
I don't know. You can't. Well, it depends on what kind of fun you're talking about.
Yeah, everybody's talking about money. With money, money, money.
Really? Well, like if you want to go to nice places, well, so play concerts and things like that, you know. That's...
You want to have a little fun? Put on an old dirty t-shirt, some dirty jeans, and no shoes, and walk into one of the fine restaurants here in town.
They'll kick you out.
Yeah, that'll be fun, though. You'll enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I like to go to things like concerts and stuff like that, but it's really getting outrageous. It costs a whole lot.
Why do you like concerts? I mean, you can listen to the records. It sounds better. Usually, most groups don't sound anything. There's some that do, but most groups don't sound anything like their records.
Well, yeah.
They're too loud. They're too loud. All the people stand up in front of you, so you have to stand up, too, and you get tired standing there. I mean, what's the thrill?
Yeah, but you can go to a concert and get hollered and, you know, drink and have a good time.
Yes, and they don't just drink, either.
Well... But you don't even listen to the group that much, you know. It's just you go meet people and things like it.
Find yourself a nice girl and spend some quiet evenings at home.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to take your advice.
Yes, I think you should. You'll enjoy it. More than a concert.
Oh, all righty, I thank you.
Okay, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Are you a nice girl?
Yeah.
Do you like to spend quiet evenings at home?
Yeah.
Maybe you're just the kind of girl the fella that's just on the phone needs. I don't know.
Wait a minute, something's wrong with my radio.
Why?
I'm trying to turn it down and it keeps going up louder.
Ah.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, and I'm mad. Are you mad?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Yes?
I didn't like it very much, though.
And it made you mad that you spent your money to see the movie?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you tell the manager of the theater you were madder than hell?
No, I don't do stuff like that.
Why not?
I don't know.
We need to do more things like that. All these places around here. Now, there are various groups and various companies that rip people off for a living.
Yeah.
And if you stand up for your rights, you don't get ripped off as often.
You sound just like him.
Like who? Like Howard Beale?
Yeah.
The Howard Beale Report? I've been taking lessons. I've been studying Howard Beale.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Yes.
Well, did you see that Beatles show?
No.
Oh, it was good.
Was it good? Where was it on?
It was at the Vogue last night. Friday night.
And it wasn't something that you felt ripped off?
No.
It was something really worthwhile.
Yeah.
There are a few things in this life that are worthwhile. You've got to take them and hold them close.
Yeah, I know. No, people don't realize what the Beatles did, though.
What did they do?
I mean, you know, they just started all the long hair and just started everything. Everything the Beatles did, everybody did. It was just, you know, the beginning of everything.
And they changed music twice.
Yeah.
You know, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
I want to ask you something. I don't know if you're an expert on the Beatles, but let me see. Is John Lennon married?
Yes.
Okay.
He's divorced and married again. I think he's still married to Yoko Ono. They had some troubles. They had some troubles, and I think they're back together.
Is he the one with glasses?
Yeah.
His name's John.
John, yes.
Okay, well, I won then.
What did you win?
Well, my husband said that George Harrison was the one with the glasses. He was the one who was married to the, whatever her name was.
Yoko Ono, the Japanese lady?
Yeah, and I said he wasn't.
Your husband is wrong. What did you had a bet?
Yeah.
What did you bet?
$5.
$5. I can think of more interesting bets, but the $5 is certainly a good bet.
Well, he always thinks he's right, so he has to bet everything, but yeah. I knew I was right.
I know people like that. People who always think they're right, and it makes me mad.
He does. He thinks he's right all the time. And I mean, he used sometimes, but I'm right every now and then, you know?
Yeah, but I'm glad that you put him in his place.
I am too.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad. Do you feel superior now?
Yes.
Are you into women's liberation at all?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. I heard a report coming in about a woman who has written a book, and I can't remember the name of the book, but the idea behind the book, the basic theme of the book, is the idea that a long time ago, most of the world believed that God was a woman, and then certain men came in and were pushing this idea of God being a man. And before this time, the women were the ones who held the money, and she documents this. The women were the ones who held the money and the throne, you know, they were the leaders and everything. And then they started pushing the idea of God as a man, and then men took over. And so now that men and women are trying to get on equal ground, she's bringing this book out, and she has all that documented.
Huh.
Amazing.
I know.
Yes. Now, I bring that out because I have two little girls, and I want them to have every advantage in life. I don't want to see them run over by a male chauvinist society.
What are you going to name your little girl, or have you already named her?
Yes, we've named her Beth Suzanne.
Oh, that's cute.
We think so.
Well...
Well, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay.
All right. It's 3:05, and that's going to conclude another exciting, stimulating, wacky talk show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that we've shed some light on some of the important issues of the day. I hope that you are mad, that you've gotten mad, and that you're going to do something about your anger, that you're going to open your window and holler. Right? Now remember, next week on this program, it all happens right here. Bang! Just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I'm not to that point yet. But it may happen. You never can tell. You never can tell. Borderline psychotics might do anything. And certainly, there are many borderline psychotics in this world. I don't know if I'm one or not. I haven't been diagnosed. But I may go and get diagnosed at some time. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and I may do it. I hope the good Lord will bless and keep you, because certainly we all need blessing, and we need keeping. I don't know if the good Lord is a man, or if he's a woman, or whatever. But we refer to him as him because that's the common way to do it. And I don't mean anything chauvinistic about it. And I hope that's perfectly clear. Have a good night. And may God bless you.
Mike Griffin.